How do you know if you accidentally bought fake AirPods or a fake iPhone? Well, by knowing what the real thing is like. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. One of the YouTubers I watch, he'll go buy fake tech on purpose and then compare it to the real thing so that you don't make the same mistake. He'll show you like all the little differences between the two things. Like the fake stuff, it can be really tricky. Like the packaging is almost exactly the same, or the design is off by just a tiny, tiny bit. He knows what he's buying is fake because he knows the real thing so well. It works the same way with truth, which is even harder to get a hold of with, 10,000 people a day trying to tell you what to think. So let's talk about it with Fool's Gold by Angela Jelf. Martin Frobisher, an English explorer, once discovered a huge hoard of gold on Baffin Island in Canada. He sent three ships carrying 160 tons of gold-containing ore back to Queen Elizabeth I in England. Unfortunately, the ore contained nothing more than a pile of yellow mica, or iron pyrite, otherwise known as fool's gold. Fool's gold looks exactly like the real thing, but it's completely worthless. So how on earth can you tell the difference? Fool's gold sometimes has sharp edges which glisten when caught by sunlight, so it glitters when you turn it in your hand. That explains why it's often mistaken for treasure. But real gold doesn't need to be at just the right angle to shine. Gold is a soft metal. It's malleable and will bend when a small amount of force is applied to it. Fool's gold is generally hard and brittle. It will shatter if you pound it. Real gold rarely shatters. If you drop a piece of real gold into some nitric acid, it will remain completely unaffected. Fool's gold will dissolve. But perhaps the best way to learn how to distinguish the genuine from the counterfeit is to get your hands on the real thing. Once you've handled real gold, you're much less likely to be fooled. The same principle applies with money. Bankers are trained to spot fake currency by consistently handling real currency. If you consistently handle God's word, pressing into relationship with Jesus, the one the Bible is all about, you're far less likely to fall for the devil's lies. As you become more and more familiar with the truth, you'll get better and better at sniffing out the counterfeit. All the glittering lies and false equations we encounter are worthless. They're no match for the power, beauty, and goodness of the truth. And thanks be to God, He graciously reveals the truth to us in His Word. So, what are some questions you've got? The whole Bible is about Jesus, the one who died and rose again to save us from sin and death. Why is it important to read the Bible through the lens of the gospel? If you want to find out more about the gospel, you can go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus there in the menu. If we've put our trust in Jesus, we know God personally, and His Holy Spirit lives in us. The Spirit teaches us, helping us understand God's word in ways we couldn't otherwise. And He does this for every believer. As we study the Bible, why is it important to talk to God and trusted Christians about what we read? Now, there's a whole bunch more scripture that goes along with that last discussion question. You can find it in the Unlocked app or at unlocked.org on today's story. And as you and I can read in John 14:6, Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And dive into God's word for more in Psalm 19:7 through 11, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, and Hebrews 4:12 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And if you need a reminder of God's love throughout the day, why not follow Unlocked on Instagram? Natalie posts encouragement and updates on our stories to help you keep God at the center of your day. Follow us at Unlocked Devo. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why does God care enough about us that He's there with us in our pain? But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life. Is YouTube like the old person TikTok now? Is that a thing? Like, do the youth watch YouTube? Is it just TikToks, the TikTokers?